Welcome back, Ben. Lovely to see you again.
See you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And would you like to introduce yourself and tell me a bit about BitGo?
Sure, yes, thanks. My name is Ben Chan. I'm the CTO at BitGo. BitGo is a digital asset financial services company. We've been around since 2013. At the time, we were known for Bitcoin multi-sig wallets and for our security and scalability platform. So we do about 10 to 15% of all Bitcoin global transaction volume, and of course other coins as well. Yeah. So at BitGo, our mission is actually and vision is that we see a world where blockchain can help financial services to be more efficient, more global and inclusive, and also with reduced counterparty risk. And I think that that's very important.
Yeah, exactly, because it's so risky from what I'm hearing tonight.
Yeah. So more than a year ago, we started to take a look at solving this challenge of institutional custody, which is what we're talking about tonight. Yes. And I think it's a very important problem to solve, because to get to that vision, we have to get institutional adoption, right? So last year, we managed to get a trust charter from the South Dakota Division of Banking, and that allows us to be a qualified custodian. So we are the first purpose-built digital asset custodian.
Right. And as regards Coinbase, is that similar? Would they have a similar system as you guys?
Well, I don't know about the way that they implement it. Coinbase is a little bit different in that Coinbase is an exchange. It started out as an exchange.
Okay.
And so when you look at traditional financial services, and you know, you can talk about that as pros and cons, of course.
Yes.
But traditionally, exchanges have not been custodians.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you know, an exchange, for instance, the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, when you put your money at a broker, that broker then takes custodianship of your money.
Yes.
Or puts it at a custodian. And when you want to trade, then it helps. There are a lot of middlemen in that process, but the exchange, in other words, the NYSE, is not actually the people that take custodianship of the assets.
And I suppose, again, that you guys are sort of breaking the ground because we don't have a lot of options yet as far as crypto custody goes, right? And you guys actually doing that is pretty groundbreaking.
Well, thank you. I think that for us, we believe that we can take learnings from the crypto space, which is where we've been for a long time, and the advantages we can get of trying to minimize counterparty risk. But at the same time, there is a lot that we can learn from traditional finance. In some ways, I think that many early custodians will try and follow the rules of traditional custodians.
Okay.
For example, I mean, the main reason why you have a custodian is because you don't want to hold the asset yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a hedge fund, when they would want to invest in gold, would not be a custodian of their own gold.
Yes.
And so similarly with cryptocurrency and digital assets, they want to have someone else hold that. And there are many practical as well as regulatory compliance reasons for that.
So I tried to get all my network of Coinbase people, someone to come and talk tonight, and no one volunteered. So,
really?
Yeah. So can you speak briefly about the differences between Coinbase and you guys as far as crypto custody goes?
Well,
they're not here to refute it.
I mean, they're not here to refute that.
No.
I have heard that recently they were moving more towards the consumer space.
Okay.
And we are very much focused on the institutions.
Right.
I mean, we've done this for a long time. Like even before custodianship, back in 2013, 14, 15,
yeah.
BitGo was a lot about being the platform on which many exchanges had built, their wallets on top.
Right. Okay. And what's your vision personally of the future? Like, where do you think this is all going to go as far as crypto custody goes?
I think in the medium term, we're going to see that people who have solved the custody problem also want to solve return on assets.
Okay.
And so that's going to mean that they want liquidity. So, I mean, a big problem is, let's say you have this fiat or you have some bitcoins and they are very safe, right? But how can you get some return on value on that?
Yes.
And so the first group of people that we were trying to target are those that just want to keep the Bitcoin and just wait for it to go up in value.
Yeah.
But there are others, right? Like in financial services that want to trade it. They may want to say, you know, I would like to sell my Bitcoin and buy some Ethereum or whatever it is.
Yes.
And that's more active kind of return on asset, but there's also passive types. For example, lending. So I think lending will get bigger this year. So say I have a lot of, a company has a lot of Bitcoins and they want to store it in custody with BitGo.
Yep.
Then next question is, you know, I plan on keeping this for 2 years. So can you maybe loan it out and get a little bit of interest on that? I think that's where it's going to be headed in the medium term.
It's interesting because I've never heard anyone talking about loaning or using coins in loans. But of course, that's really feasible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, and if you look at like traditional markets as well, that's how a lot of traditional finance works. I mean, that's the very first few banks were, you know, they took gold and they loaned it out.
Yeah.
And now there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it, right? Yeah. Like some of the gold bankers, they would give pieces of paper saying, you know, I loan you this amount and then you become fractional, which isn't great. Mm-hmm. So we have to figure out how to do that, right? But I think that's in the medium term.
Interesting. Okay, that's really interesting. Well, thanks so much, Ben. And I think this panel is going to be really interesting, even without Coinbase.
Well, we'll see. I think there's a lot more that we can talk about there and I look forward to it.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Welcome, Matt. Thanks so much for coming. This is such an interesting subject, crypto custody. And I was wondering what you guys do at BaseZero.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So BaseZero is a crypto custody solution. We're a technology platform. So we don't actually do custody ourselves.
Okay.
What we do is we provide a technology platform that financial institutions can use to keep their crypto secure.
Okay, so who does the crypto custody?
So we believe that a wide range of companies will do this as time goes on, but everything from banks and brokerages to probably even corporates in the future.
Okay. So just to clarify, you guys provide a platform, an aggregated platform of people to be able to choose who they want to do that, or?
So the institutions themselves actually hold custody.
Got it.
So they're regulated entities. They have the legal expertise to do that side of it, and we help with the technology side of the equation.
Got it. Okay, I understand now. Sorry for being a little thick. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what crypto custody is, because that's what people have been asking me since I've been promoting this. And I know it's quite a complex subject. Could you make that simple for people like me?
Yeah. So custody is kind of the root of trust of the whole system.
Yes.
So no matter what's layered on top, whether you're doing payments or deposit accounts or trading or whatever, somewhere at the bottom of that, someone needs to hold the assets.
Right.
And that's what custody is.
Right.
So in the case of crypto assets, what you're holding is actually a private key, which is what you use to authorize transfers of funds and things like that. And so if you're doing custody, that means that you're operationally responsible for keeping those assets secure.
Okay. So was Mt. Gox a crypto custody?
That was a custody sad story.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was in our past, so hopefully that won't occur again. But
well, I think we can expect to see more incidents like that until the ecosystem is more mature, and because it's actually pretty tricky to get this right now, which is why there are opportunities for businesses like ours to try to package products that make it easier to do the right thing. Because with crypto assets, there's no going back. Like if something is lost, it's lost forever. It's not like, you know, if you have an ACH transfer or something like that, or identity theft and someone's stolen your funds, you have recourse. Like often you can get some of those assets back.
Yes.
With crypto, it's gone in the wind.
Wow. So it is a very critical piece of the whole moving puzzle, right? And how is custody done with normal fiat
Yeah, so there's a range there as well. So with a with a bank, it could just be a record in a ledger which says, you know, this account holds this much, and those systems are audited and so forth, so that they maintain some integrity. But at the end of the day, it's the government who's backing them up and saying, yeah, those dollars are real. And in the case of crypto, it's a decentralized network that's providing the trust in the system. So it's a completely different kind of scenario.
And I've been posting and reading articles lately about all the hacking that's been going on, two big crypto hacks recently. Mm-hmm. Millions went. So I guess this is pretty risky territory, right? Mm-hmm. If we all love Bitcoin and STOs, but I gather it's still pioneer territory, is it?
Yeah, it is. There are definitely growing pains. And as we saw in 2017, for example, this exponential growth.
Yes.
And coming with that, we have a lot of uninitiated people and organizations who are trying to learn how to cope with this ecosystem.
Yeah. Including us. Yes. So my last question is, where do you think this is all going? Like, what's the vision, your personal vision of how crypto custody will work in the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's an exciting time because we are still very much in the at the beginning of this journey, and we're seeing a ton of innovation, and we're going to continue to see lots of new companies and new approaches to this problem coming out, right. Of which Base Zero is one, of course. It will eventually mature, and I think there will be a few relatively standard ways to do this, which will be adopted by all the institutions which need to maintain custody. So for people like you and me, we'll trust a bank to do it, just as we do with other assets. Yeah. But today, the banks don't have these facilities yet, and there isn't a regulatory framework for them to be confident to enter into it. So we're in this transitional period, but that's not going to last forever, and I think it'll become as commonplace as other assets today.
Fabulous. Well, I wish you all the success with Base Zero. And looking forward to this panel tonight. I'm going to learn more, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.